gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. Sunny, gorgeous day. 7 degrees. Crisp.
Oh,
almost like pulling a Girl Guide cookie out of the freezer and eating it.
I was going to say it's like standing in front of the fridge naked. But
yeah,
I like
kind of like that. Yeah, now we do. We made our Girl Guide cookie orders, and I just got the notification.
Are they here?
They are not here.
Adam.
Why would you bring it up then?
All they did was they said, this is the funniest part, they just said they've shipped. So that doesn't, I don't know what that means.
It means they've shipped.
So that's what's happened.
From the island of Girl Guides.
Yeah.
They're on the boat. Here
oh, my God. I think I only ordered one of the mint chocolate ones, and I'm regretting that because I feel like it's not enough.
I was with you. I was mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we've got lots going on, including your way into $10,000 this Friday at 8 o'clock this morning. You want to be listening for that keyword. In the meantime, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
I know we keep things very light on this show, but I have a cautionary tale for all of you. Last night, I ate really hot pizza.
Oh.
And it burned the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I think it's an important reminder that it doesn't matter how tight you hold on to something and how much you love something, it can still hurt you.
That's true. It's
so
a good point.
So let this be a lesson to all
of you. It's like a 3-4 day ordeal. Like it messes you up, man.
Jax, what about you?
All right, gentlemen, quick poll of the room. If you were to carve a pumpkin, would you carve it from the top or bottom? Like where do you cut the hole?
On the top.
Always on the top.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
What?
You're all wrong. According to science and the internet, you should be carving it from the bottom because it keeps the pumpkin's integrity longer. It's easier for the seeds to fall out, and you can get your candle in there quicker.
I don't need the integrity for a long time. Yeah, I just need it for an hour.
I know. But
question, though.
Yeah.
If you're burning a candle on the inside, are you supposed to put the candle on the ground and then the pumpkin over top of it?
Yeah,
like, how do you that?
You cut like a tiny little vent on top, but it's easier to do like the full scooping, everything like that from the bottom.
Also, I don't know anybody that actually puts a candle in anymore. It's always like little tea lights or whatever.
Really?
Battery-powered ones?
You know what
Yeah. But yeah.
All right.
I'm just checking. Checking. Need some ventilation.
Jack's.
And also, they're asking you this year not to soak them in bleach, which people do, I guess, to preserve them.
What?
And it's really bad for the environment.
Pumpkin bleaching, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually...
That's not a thing.
No.
It is, yeah.
It's
TikTok.
A thing. No, no, I'm not joking. It's a real
what
thing.
What is this world?
Yeah, people like wrap it up and then it peels off and it looks all white.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bizarre.
God. Producer Jesse.
Yesterday, Drake launched his certified lover boy merch.
What?
So him and Nike did a little collab and there's a website. And then I fired it up and I'm like, I'm going to order a hoodie and maybe a hat.
Yeah.
So I threw it in my shopping cart and I got to the checkout and I noticed the total was $172 American because shipping was $70.
What?
So I said no.
Yeah.
I'm
no
not
kidding.
That.
Also, why are you buying merch for an album that's not out yet? What if it sucks?
You got to get it. It's not going to suck. And you got to get it first.
What if it doesn't? Yeah, merch.
Yeah. It's about the merch, not the album.
Yeah, so. It's true. You know, here's the thing. This day and age, nothing needs to be $70 in shipping.
No,
nothing.
Ridiculous.
Amazon exists. Come on. We're not stupid. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. You can hit us up anytime. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Over 1,000 local restaurants are to offer free delivery thanks to a new city partnership. This is according to the city that more than 1,000 businesses have rolled in the Open for Business plan, which allows them to provide delivery service through food ordering apps, Ritual, and DoorDash without them having to pay a dime on their end. Their service is going to last until November 8th, and it's helping restaurants during these super hard times, which is
incredible.
And like there are some delivery services that charge, I think we said, upwards of 30% for delivery.
It's gouging.
So it's nice to see that this is happening and helping these restaurants that honestly need as much help as they can get at this point. If you clean this appliance, you are a very rare breed. More than 80% of people admitted to never cleaning their microwave, which is a number that is far too high. On that same survey, 70% of people admitted to never cleaning their oven, which is much more understandable given that it's a huge undertaking.
I never clean my oven.
I don't think so either.
It's got the self-cleaning thing too, right?
How does that work?
So you just set it, and then it's actually good. Do it on a cold day because it'll warm up your place.
Really?
And it goes up to like 500 degrees and then
burns everything
off. And then you go through afterwards if you want to with like an oven scrubber and a cleaner, and then it all just kind of flakes off. It's great.
I'm going to put a bunch of documents in there I don't want people to see.
Don't start a fire in your condo, TJ.
By the way, the microwave is also the dirtiest appliance in your kitchen, so you might want to start cleaning.
You're the dirtiest appliance in my kitchen.
80% of people, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's gross.
That doesn't surprise me, like, at work, though. You know what I mean? Like, microwaves at work.
Yeah. Where's that weird tomato sauce on the side of the...
Oh, it's noon on a Wednesday. I better cook fish in the microwave
David's having
at work.
Pasta, yeah.
Taylor Swift's Folklore just became the first album to sell a million copies this year, which is a very big accomplishment in 2020. The album jumped all the way up from number 10, thanks to a drastic increase in sales on their website. She was selling like a bunch of autographed CDs and stuff. The album came out in July, but now it's finally in season, it feels. So I feel like that probably played a part.
It's a fall album.
Yeah.
It's totally a fall album.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a song called Cardigan, July is not the time for you.
It was an odd thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you guys listen to it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was...
Tell me honestly.
I didn't love it.
Okay, why?
Yeah. I found that she was going for a sound that didn't seem genuine for her. And it was like she wanted to be deeper, and she was like just really grasping for that depth, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I didn't listen to the whole thing start to finish just because I wasn't ready for it. It was the summer.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Now that it's the fall, I'm sitting there thinking like, oh, maybe I should listen to this a little bit more.
Cozy time.
Yeah, it's cozy time.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm not crazy about it. I wasn't crazy about her last one either. I thought it was too light, and then this one seems too heavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle. Or just give me Style 18 times.
Yeah,
over.
Really. Yeah, just write that song over and over again forever. Yeah.
That's what's trending up TJ.
Thank you, TJ. All right. So a couple Good hours morning. From right now, it's going to be your opportunity. $100 instantly and $10,000 for 10K Friday. Now, all you'll have to do is listen for a keyword. That is at 8 o'clock, giving you the heads up for that. Plus, if you missed Where's My Money yesterday... Oh, lucky you. We're going to play it for you just after 6 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You put raisins in your mac and cheese?
I don't put mac and cheese in my mac and cheese.
You don't eat mac and cheese?
No, I'm not a fan.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's one of those bizarre TJ-isms. But I like Kraft dinner. I don't like homemade mac and cheese.
You goblin. About me.
Jax, raisins in your mac and cheese?
I have never had it, but I would actually try it. That doesn't sound
really?
Bad. Yeah, sweet
okay,
and savory,
all right, well,
maybe.
So people are upset with Drake for his mac and cheese that apparently was served at his birthday party. He celebrated his 34th on Friday night in L.A. And it was a private thing, but obviously there's some photos and stuff that made it online. Now, there's a menu, because of course it's Drake's birthday, there's going to be a menu.
Yeah.
And on the menu, there's something that appears to be sun-dried tomatoes, capers, raisins, and parsley listed under the mac and cheese. And people were like, what? But if you look closer, those same ingredients, the capers, sun-dried tomatoes, the raisins, the parsley, are also listed for the grilled cauliflower, which makes a lot more sense. I can see capers and raisins and parsley being on grilled cauliflower. I can't see them on mac and cheese, though. Especially, like, if it's your birthday party, like, I can understand if you're at a bougie restaurant and you're trying something different. It's your birthday party. Yeah. You want to make sure you get straight-ahead mac and cheese, don't you? Or at least lobster mac and cheese?
I don't know. That level of money...
Like, I know it doesn't
everything
matter.
Everything gets artisanal.
Yeah,
you
but,
know what
but
I mean? Like,
that level of
artisanal.
Money doesn't make capers, raisins, and parsley. Sun-dried tomatoes wouldn't be bad on mac and cheese.
No, that'd be good.
But you know what I mean?
Drake also does like to troll people, though. So it could be him just being like, I bet you I can make people put raisins on their mac and cheese because it's my birthday. And also, I'm Drake.
Yeah. Just starting another In Your Feelings challenge just with raisins on your mac and cheese. I do. So you think it would actually taste good, Jax?
Yeah, I don't hate the idea of it. Like a nice... little sugary sweet treat in my mac and cheese. Yum, yum.
I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, I hate the faces you guys are making right now.
Well, it's weird. It's,
no, it's not. You know what? Live on the edge, Adam.
Okay. Have you ever put anything sweet in your mac and cheese before?
Apples.
What?
Yeah, sliced apples. Little tiny sliced apples in my mac and cheese. Yeah. Granny Smith? Ooh, that's sour.
Can I ask a question in confidence?
Yeah.
Before I was old enough to tell my mom that I didn't want to eat something for dinner, and I would have mac and cheese a couple times, I would... put ketchup on my mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that considered normal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Very normal.
Stop it. Is this a joke?
No, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was weird, but I'm not weird. You're weird.
You're
I'm not weird. You're weird.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
83% of us say we're still planning to buy Halloween candy this year, even if there's less trick-or-treating. 40% of us say we're actually going to buy the candy that we like because we don't plan on handing it out. And 38% of us are even excited that we won't hand it out so we can eat it all to ourselves, which is just a big, long-winded way of saying, hey, we're all going to eat a whole bunch of candy this weekend.
I bought Goldfish because they come in little packages.
Yeah.
And I was going to give them to my daughter, Everly, but I finished them off, and there were 50.
You were
and
eating
I ate them all.
On a meeting yesterday, on yeah. a phone call.
No, 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 that was a different package. I actually bought a full thing of it.
Oh, sorry.
Which I was going to leave in the car, and then I just ate that, too.
Explains why your fingers are orange.
Yeah, I know. I love goldfish. Anyway.
Are you finding it hard to work from home? You should try a fake commute. This is according to experts. Whether waking up an hour earlier to fit in a walk before work or exercising before logging in from home or taking 15 minutes to meditate before shifting from the role of employee to the role of parent, spouse, or just doing your own thing. Experts say that commute time is important for our mental health. They said that we don't have a way to psychologically separate or recover from the demands at work in the morning. We don't have time to think about how we are going to approach the day because we're already in the thick of it.
Yeah.
So we've already actually heard something similar that Microsoft is doing with a program that they use like for at-home work.
Yeah.
For collaborative efforts. And they have little prompts that will pop up, you know, half hour before the end of your day saying like, hey, why don't you start logging off and start meditating? And so it's kind of interesting that these things are happening now, mass scale. I like the idea of just sitting in your car, though, for like a half hour. Not going anywhere, but just sitting. Pretending like you're having a fake commute.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that instead.
Pretending.
New AirPods are supposedly coming in 2021, and they're going to be more compact, perhaps with a more rounded shape. So that's just, I know everyone always buys everybody AirPods for Christmas, but maybe just wait a few months. Also, we don't know when exactly they're going to come out, but they're saying the first half of 2021. And in more exciting Apple news, apparently the new iPhone 12 is going to measure someone's height. It's going to have an app to do that, which is going to make dating even more hilariously awkward.
So you'd be able to take someone's picture, put it through the thing, and you'd be able to know what their height is.
Supposedly.
Why is it going to be awkward? Because you...
No, but why... No, no, no. Not why is it going to be awkward. Why is this happening? Like, why is that necessary?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know why that's necessary. It's a very weird feature, but that's the thing. Like, there's so many on dating apps. Like, I came across so many profiles that were like, if you're less than 6 feet, swipe left.
Yeah.
Like, especially so women to men. Yeah, like, 100%. Yeah. It's just a thing.
Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Wow. That is
what's
trending.
Getting down to the, you know,
broken hearts.
Nitty gritty of it here on Virgin Mornings.
We usually do.
Okay, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, big money. $100 right away, $10,000 potentially on Friday. All you have to do is listen for that keyword. And in the meantime, it's Lady Gaga.
An iHeartRadio station.
Is 99.9.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
So we're just talking about on those dating apps how a lot of people have, like, if you don't, at least for in straight culture, women will say, if you're not 6 feet tall, don't swipe right.
Yeah.
And somebody actually from Coburg texted us and said, hey, funny about that 6 foot tall male rule dating is how many men are statistically over 6 feet. Look it up and share, Adam. So I looked it up.
What is it?
Only 14% of men are
really?
Over 6 feet. Only 14%. Now, I can't fault people for wanting something that's rare, but it can't be everybody.
And you also can't, like, make hard and fast rules about it. Like, you can't, like, judge someone.
Oh,
like,
you what can. If,
but
you what can. If, it doesn't make it okay.
No, but what if they're perfect and then they're only 5'11"?
Well, then, just swipe left.
Cut.
I don't understand.
Gotta be able to wear my heels.
I'm so happy I'm little and gay.
You say that like once a week.
Yeah, on the show.
It's going to be a rainy day today, guys. 7 degrees. 11 tomorrow, sunny. And this weekend looks really good so far anyway. Friday, sunny and 5. And Saturday, 8 for Halloween. Now.
Warming up.
We have $100 to McDonald's to give you. We're going to play a game called What's in Jax's Bag. As in, what did she order for breakfast from McDonald's to celebrate their all-day breakfast, which is our favorite. Jack, you're going to give us 3 hints.
Oh, am I ever.
But we're not going to do it yet. We're not going to do it yet. All you have to do is be caller number 9 right now at 416-872-9999 to get this $100.
I do my head.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Vanessa, how are you? Besides hungry.
Good, how are you?
We're great. I hope you're ready for $100 at McDonald's for What's in Jax's Bag.
What's in Jax's bag?
Specifically, what did she order for breakfast from McDonald's to celebrate their all-day breakfast? We're going to give you 3 hints, and you have to guess, okay?
All right.
Godspeed.
Go ahead, Jax.
Oh, here we go. Hint number 1. My yummy little body could be described as cylindrical. Cylindrical?
That's great. That's a great start. Can't even say it right. All right.
Okay. Hey,
so there's one. There's one. I'm going to assume we don't know what that is because I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No idea.
Though I have more so been catered to a North American palate, my original form is found in Mexico.
What the?
Okay.
Yeah. Cylindrical is the only thing I can think is coffee, but I don't know. I don't. Anyway, next one. Let's go.
You better watch out. I can get spicy.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Okay, I think I know.
Oh!
No, I don't know if I know, but I'm just going to give it a shot.
Give it a whirl, baby.
Is it like a breakfast burrito?
Yay! Yay!
That was a journey, and we all did it together, didn't we?
Wow. Honestly, it took me a while, and producer Jesse mouthed Mexico. Like, focus on the Mexico part.
You are a smart lady. Thank you so much for playing.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
$100 to McDonald's to celebrate all-day breakfast. Vanessa, what would be in your bag?
Definitely a sausage McMuffin with two hash browns.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Extra hash brown is key.
Party one out is
never enough.
Brand new limit. With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It was the best of candies. It was the worst of candies. That's what we're going through.
Okay.
Okay. And halfway through this, we're switching to rankings. I'm just throwing this out there.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The definitive list of both best and worst candies came out. There was 30 listed. I'm going to give you the top five worst, and then the top five best.
Okay.
Top five worst, starting at number 26, because obviously it was a list of 30. Smarties.
Really?
Yeah.
That low?
Yeah, I was very surprised. And also, that's not patriotic. Smarties are Canadian.
How dare you?
So, sweet jerks, right?
Treats. Sweet little treats.
Number 27, Halloween molasses kisses. Which are those hard, rock things.
Yeah.
Those are awful.
That's just leftover glue from the factory.
No.
Wait, it's honestly?
Like in little paper wax orange packages?
Yes.
Oh, I love those. Those are good. Good for your jaw.
Number 28, I didn't understand this one. Twizzlers. Now, they're saying it's because you rarely get fresh Twizzlers at Halloween. Sometimes you go to the movie theater, and they're, like, really fresh and amazing. Yeah. And then those ones are just really good for throwing at people in class when teacher's not looking.
It's like when you get the nibs and they're rock hard.
Yeah.
Nibs are gross. I said it.
No,
it's
nibs?
Out there. Can't
take
it.
Get out.
Number 29, suckers, as in the lollipops, but they're little flavored ones. They all kind of have different colors.
The chalky ones?
Yes.
Oh, those ones.
Oh, no, not the chalky ones. No, the hard candy ones.
Like lollies.
That all taste the same.
Both are terrible.
And they're in that plastic wrapping thing.
Hard to get off.
And the worst Halloween candy of all time should not come as a surprise, according to this list, candy corn.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's awful. Now.
I mean, it's not the worst.
The best ones, starting at number 5,
Kit Kat.
Oh, yes.
Surprised it's that low, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Number 4, I don't like this, peanut M&Ms.
Oh, no.
Number 4?
Okay, peanut
M&Ms. Yeah. The thing with peanut M&Ms is they're not chocolate and peanuts. They're candy and peanuts because there's very little chocolate in a peanut M&M, and I don't like that.
Well, I'm watching what I put in this temple, so it works for me.
Number 3, Crispy Crunch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like a Crispy Crunch.
I'm not sure that I would rate it that high.
It hurts my teeth.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because my teeth are bad? I don't know.
Oh. Okay, fair enough. Number 2, Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
Taste the Rainbow at number 2. I'm not really feeling like... Skittles are good, but are they number 2
Careful
good?
Now.
Oh, really? Oh,
really?
What's the best color?
It depends what bag we're talking about.
Like
what color bag.
Yeah.
The flavors differentiate. Okay. I like the purple bag the most.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that the tropical
one? I'm dangerous, guys.
No, that's
like blue.
Tropical is blue, and the purple one... Oh...
Look it up. Look it up.
No, turn the music off. Nobody talk.
Let's get to number 1.
999999.
You looking that up. I'll get to number 1.
Wildberry.
Wildberry. Yes, okay. Yes. Number 1 is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at number 1. Which brings me to this.
Virgin Mornings. Ranks. Halloween. Boo. Spooky.
We're going to get through this real quick, and then we want to hear yours. Your top 3 best candies at Halloween. That's chocolate, candy, potato chips, whatever it is you want to use. Okay, top 3 best. Jax, start us off.
We are going with Coffee Crisp. Tiny little Coffee Crisp.
Yep.
Dusty little Crunch. Let's go, baby.
TJ.
Number 3, Crunch Bar. People sleep on the Crunch Bar. I don't know what is inside you, Crunch Bar, but I love you dearly.
Oh.
Number 3 for me is going to be Mars Bar.
Oh.
Ugh.
Sticky. Delicious.
Gross. Soft.
Sometimes good when it's warm, good when it's cold. You cannot go wrong with a Mars Bar. Jax?
Number two.
We're going with a little bag of Doritos, aren't we?
Oh,
sometimes if you're in the right neighborhood, you're going to get zesty, but usually it's just the regular nacho. But I'm good with whatever. Tiny hands, tiny bag. Let's go. Happy Halloween.
Number two for me dropped in ranking from last year, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Why?
It only dropped in ranking because the paper is tedious. It always ripped off a little part of the chocolate skin, but damn it if I can't quit you, Reese's.
Chocolate skin. I'm very uncomfortable with that. Number two for me is going to be Kit Kat.
Oh.
You split it in half. You get to play with your food a little bit. And you, and then you get to, sometimes you can just take it like the commercial, just go, like, snap it in half with your fingers. And you're like, ooh, this
break
is fun.
Break me off a piece of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Just 100%. Like the tagline, Adam.
Yeah. Listen. I'm a slave to advertising. Oh, that's for Christmas. Here
no,
we go.
No, play Santa. Back to Santa.
We are going to the town of Twix, guys.
Whoa,
yeah.
Really? Twix? Well,
yeah, I love Twix.
What?
Yeah, little tiny Twixes. That's like the Halloween.
One.
It's so good. They're just the perfect mixture of soft and hard. I love it.
Okay.
This is going to be controversial, and I don't want to get political on the show, but I'm going to. Coffee Crisp, number one.
Wow.
I don't know why, but it's amazing. Every year, I would always go through my pillowcase full of candy, and I would take those out first. And now, even with my nieces and nephews, I take at least 3 to 7 Coffee Crisp from their collection. No, it's better when you take it from kids.
Okay. Okay. Sure. My number one, and this is going to be unpopular. You guys are going to hate it.
Good.
Three Musketeers.
What? I forgot about those little things.
Three Musketeers chocolate nougat. We don't know what nougat is, but it's nougaty, and it's so good.
Ooh, a mystery filling. Better enjoy that.
It's like a better version of a Mars bar.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Mars bar isn't good.
How dare you, sir?
Two-thirds of your list is trash.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
TJ.
Wow.
Careful.
You said chocolate skin. That's not fair. Yeah. You can't describe stuff as
it's
that.
It's chocolate skin.
All right, now, hit us up with your top three candy things that you want to get at Halloween. It could be those rockets. It could be potato chips. It could be anything. But you have to hit us up at 999 or 416-872-9999. Or you can call and trash TJ's list the way he trashed mine.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings ranks Halloween. Boo.
And specifically today, we're talking about the top three best things you want to see in your Halloween sack, bag, garbage bag, pillowcase, whatever it is. TJ, what are the text messages saying?
I got a lot of delicious choices on here from the 289. Number three, Snickers. We did sleep on Snickers.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Number two, peanut butter cup, of course. And number one, a Wonder Bar.
Wonder Bars.
Brings
Wonder
to everybody.
No, Adam, you can't.
Not a fan.
Adam, you like, that doesn't make sense.
No,
you like Mars bars and you like Three Musketeers. You can't not like Wonder.
But I can. They're not that good.
Reach over and shut off his mic.
From the 905, of course, number one being Reese Cup. Number two, ketchup chips. And number three, Sour Patch Kids. I love a Sour Patch
Kid. Oh, the kids. We forgot about the kids.
How come we never got Swedish berries, by the way? Swedish berries are super good.
Oh,
no one hands those out.
Swedish berries are excellent.
They're so good. I never got them in Halloween.
When they're cold, though, they aren't.
Why would you have them cold?
Because it's Halloween and sometimes it's cold.
Oh, no, you just wait. You know,
hurt your teeth.
Would you wait till you got home or would you eat it when you were on the street?
I have a lot of self-control.
We have some people kind of disagreeing with Adam's list, by the way. What was your top three again, Adam?
My top three was Three Musketeers was my number one. Mars was number three. And number two was...
Something trash.
Something trash. I can't even remember.
Yeah. Crystal in the 519 said, hey, guys, this is Crystal. And for once, I want to side with TJ. You should side with me all the time, Crystal. I have great opinions.
That's not true.
Adam said, I think Adam likes Mars bars, and I think they're the most disgusting chocolate bar ever made. I'll tell you why. My family won a lifetime supply of Mars bars.
What?
And they gave them to you all up front, so we had like 25 cases of Mars bars, and I will never eat one of those again.
Oh, my God. Okay, how long does it take for a Mars bar to go bad, though?
I have so many questions.
How would you get
through
25 cases of Mars bars?
I want to know more about the lawsuit that happened that they got free Mars bars.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
True.
Last one here. A can of Orange Pop, Snickers, and Dots. What are Dots?
Oh, the little Dots. They're like Swedish berries, but they're in different flavors.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they're sugary, I do believe.
By the way, my number two was Kit Kat. I just remembered it.
Oh, Kit Kat.
Thanks for joining us.
The Dots are okay. They're okay. Don't people put them on ice cream, too?
I think you're eating the Dippin' Dots.
Well, yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
I think they're different.
No, they're different. Okay, yeah, they're sugary. Dots
producer
are sugary.
Jesse's looking at me like I'm
to
crazy.
To the Google!
Okay. Well, Dots, we don't need to Google. It's okay. It's not that important.
I already did it. Oh, yeah. No, they look like little, like, jube-jubes.
Oh, okay. Still put them on ice cream. I don't know what the problem is here. Anyway. Why is everyone sleeping on Mr. Big, one that came in from Hamilton?
Mr. Big. And also, that a cold good chocolate point. Bar, that is a good cold chocolate
is
bar.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never had a cold Mr. Big. How about Cherry Blasters? Who said Cherry Blasters? They're okay.
How dare you?
They're like, you know what? They're like Junior Mints. They're not, they're okay. They're like, it's like, remember the Seinfeld thing with Junior Mints? They're okay.
Is that
Junior,
what we're going to do?
You can
today,
eat
Adam?
Like five or six of them and you're like,
I think we should play a song, boys. I do. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Have I upset you that much?
It. You guys are going to fight. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Sometimes
we
laugh.
We're just ranking the best candies for Halloween. And we were going to leave it alone, but we got this text message and it's too good not to read out. TJ?
Yeah, from the 416. I would like a sweet MFN vaccine in my Halloween set, please and thanks.
Thank you.
Topical.
Yeah, they're saying sometime next year, maybe, possibly. Maybe 2022.
Hey! Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Over 1,000 local restaurants are going to offer free delivery thanks to a new city partnership. It's called Open for Business, and over 1,000 have enrolled in it. And it's the city basically helping out with apps like Ritual and DoorDash without having to pay a dime on the restaurant's end. Now, we talked about a couple weeks ago how there are certain food delivery services that can charge upwards of 30%, which they are trying to regulate, but at least the city's doing this to step up as well. The service is going to last until November 8th, which is great to help out the restaurants during these hard times, and let's hope that that extends as well.
Love that. Good.
If you clean this appliance in your home, you're a very rare breed, Adam Wild.
I've got some answers for you. People were guessing at text message 999. You ready?
Okay, yeah. But let's just clarify too. Over 80% of people admit to not cleaning this. So go ahead.
Okay, so they're ducts.
Nope, not their
air ducts. Although I doubt many people do.
Nope.
Cleaning their walls, like actually scrubbing the wall. When was the last time you scrubbed the wall?
I love doing that. Probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay, there you
I'm
go.
I'm very bored.
Somebody else said ice maker, like in your refrigerator, which, ooh, yeah, when your ice gets a little yellow. And then the last one from Owen Sound. I think it's either a washer, drain, or a dryer vent. Anybody get it?
Ooh, nobody got it. According to this survey, 80% of people admit to never cleaning their microwave.
Oh, come on.
Which is ridiculous because it is one of the easiest things to clean in your kitchen.
That is yucky poo-poo.
It is yucky poo-poo.
That's gross.
Stop saying that. That's even yuckier.
On the same survey, nearly 70% of people never admitted to never cleaning their oven either.
I mean,
oh, which man. Seems much more understandable because that seems like a whole to-do.
Yeah. Well, the oven is, but self-clean, it's a bomb. And what you do is you shut off the heat in your house. You turn on self-clean for like 4 hours. It'll heat your whole house. And then afterwards, once it cools down again, you go in there with a cleaner and a little scrub brush, and it just flakes off. It's awesome.
I'm embarrassed to say what I thought self-clean did before I knew what it did. If that makes
what
sense.
Did you think self-clean did?
I thought there was some sort of chemical stored within the oven. And then when you hit the button, it would spray everywhere. So I was always terrified that I was accidentally going to press the clean button.
Tiny little gnomes come out.
Yeah.
Like, where would you have refilled this? Like, did you ever think
to
get...
I'm not the oven jar. I don't know these things.
Can I ask him, this may make you feel better. Yeah. How do you know if it can do that?
Can do what?
It has a button.
Yeah, it says self-clean.
Okay, I'll look into that later.
Yeah. It says clean.
Most of them have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Safe space.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Listen to the adults in this room.
We're doing it, aren't we?
It's unbelievable what's happening here.
We're really doing it, buddy. Taylor Swift's album Folklore just became the first album of the year to sell a million copies, which is a very big accomplishment, especially considering it jumped up all the way from the number 10 spot. So she had a big like sale on their website selling signed copies of the CD. It's also really interesting because the album came out in July, but it's now finally in season. Yeah. So I'm assuming that has something to do with it, too.
Yeah, it is a fall album.
Very fall album.
Very cozy. Yeah.
Jax, you've heard the whole thing?
I have, and I don't love it. I don't think it's her best album, but it's very cozy, and I hope that everyone who bought it is enjoying it.
Mm.
That's a very polite way to say
that you don't like something.
Listen, there's a lot of sass in the world right now. Thank you.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Guess what, guys? It's Tuesday.
Ooh.
It's 5 minutes south of 8 o'clock, meaning we have a brand new Ghosted for you. That's in two songs right now. Circles. Post Malone. It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
Giving you, give you that keyword in just a second, but first I want to shout out this text from the 519 in Hespler, Ontario. Yo, I've been afraid to use the self-clean button on my oven for years, and I've been avoiding it. Thank you for clarifying how it works. I'm 29.
We made a difference today, guys. We did it. We used our platform for good.
You know, just to everybody, in case you don't know, Google exists. So does YouTube.
Yeah, but
great tutorials.
Google judges you.
Google does not judge you. I'm judging you. Now, the keyword you need to text to us right now is money. Money so you can buy an oven with self-clean. You win $100 instantly. $10,000 this Friday. You text money and then your name to 999999. All in the same set. In the same text. Almost said something else there. And then that's it. We good?
Okay. We're good.
Are we good?
Are we?
Are we good?
We're good. Thank you.
What's the word?
Text.
No.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the word is money.
Yeah.
Yeah. The word I almost screwed up was text. I almost said sext. You can sext us that.
The keyword is money, everyone.
But yeah, money. Now, Ghosted's up next. Just a heads up, too. I'm exhausted already.
Just turn the mics off.
You've got 3 minutes to text money and then your name to 999999 to get $100 instantly with 10K Fridays. And we named it 10K Fridays because you win $10,000 this Friday. This is how you get in for the draw. Good luck.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
There are two types of guys when you're dating, okay? Two types of guys, and guys would classify it this way. There is the personality guy,
yeah,
and then there's the looks guy. Mm-hmm. You fall into one of the two categories.
Love them both.
Personality guys have to work it a little bit more. However, I think personality guys are the best guys to be with. And Travis, that's how I classify myself.
Yeah.
That's how you classify yourself too, right?
I mean, I'm absolutely a personality. There are the rare exceptions. Your John Hamm maybe is the rare exception that has personality. And the looks.
Ryan Reynolds, too.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, for sure.
Yeah. There you go.
But, like, it's pretty rare. So you classified yourself in your email as the personality guy, but you did...
That's what I do. I'm friendly, I'm engaging, I'm funny. That's how I get laid.
You can hear it, guys. Yeah, now, you matched with Caitlin. Tell us how you matched. It was on Tinder, right? And what happened?
Correct. Tinder match, just back and forth, made her laugh a little bit. So I pulled her. She's way out of my league. I was super excited for this date. She was a little bit afraid, you know, with everything going on. So we met for a walk. We met outside. You know, we stayed 6 feet apart the whole time, pretty much wore masks the whole time. I thought it was awesome. She's super hot. It was a great date. I made her laugh. And, I kind of wanted to play it a little bit cool. I waited till later the night to text her. She had me on red. I could see that she saw the message immediately. And here it is 2 weeks later, no reply. So I'm wondering what happened.
Oh.
So from the message that she left you on red with, have you followed up anything or just kind of this awkward enough as it is?
No, I kind of left the one text and I figured, you know, she saw it. If she wanted to get back to me, she would. And then,
Travis, I want to ask this question because I feel like it needs to be asked. You mentioned how you guys wore masks for part of the date and you're more of a personality guy.
Sure.
I'm just asking.
Did
you remove the mask at any point?
No, TJ, no.
We did facially disrobe at one point to make sure that nobody was hiding a Rocky Dennis under there.
Now, how would you... Oh, man. What?
Yeah, he's funny. I like him.
All right. Did the vibe change from pre-mask to post-mask?
Yeah, was there an...
No, everything right up until, like, pretty much the end of the day seemed really cool.
Okay. Damn. At first, you were thinking, that TJ, that's a dumb question. Yeah. And then you're like, well, it kind of has a point.
That's my move, man. Like, TJ, why would you actually... I want to know the answer.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So, here's the deal. We're going to give Caitlin a call here after this. So, Travis, hang on. And let's do this thing, man.
Freaking saying it? 99.9 Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
Morning, Olivia. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Hey, we just want to ask you, how does $10,000 on Friday sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Well, congratulations. You've won $100. $10,000 potentially coming your way Friday.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so what does that
do? So much.
What's it do for your life?
My dog needs like a little surgery, so it'll help out there. So that's really exciting.
Amazing. Well, we wish you the best of luck with this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And if you want to be like Olivia, you want to get yourself that $10,000 on Friday and $100 right now, 10 o'clock, Robin has a new keyword for you. Now, Ghosted.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Travis is a self-described personality guy, as in, there are looks guys, there are personality guys, there are guys who have both. And Travis, I'm with you, man. I am a personality guy. That's what sells me. That's my unique selling position. And that's yours, too. And that is how you matched with Caitlin, and you got her to go on a date with you, which went really, really well, right? What did you guys do?
You could maybe throw rich guys into the mix, too.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich guys,
there's
too.
There's a third.
Yeah, so you're the personality guy. You guys go on this date, and what did you do?
Yeah, we met up. We took a walk. We seemed to vibe, and everything seemed to be going good. Texted her, got nothing back, and that's where we stand today.
So we're going to call Caitlin. We're going to put this call in, but before we do, you said Caitlin's way out of your league. And when I ask everybody this, are you sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be kind of tough to hear.
I mean, I definitely want another shot, and it doesn't seem like that I'm going to get it on my own. So, yeah, I mean, let's do it.
All right. Let's give Caitlin a call with Travis, the personality guy.
Hello.
Hi there. Looking for Caitlin?
Yes, this is Caitlin.
So glad we have you. It's Adam Wild, TJ and Jax. How are you?
Hello.
From Virgin Radio, by the way.
Oh, hi. How can I help you?
We're hoping that you can tell us about a guy named Travis that you met a few weeks ago. We understand that you ghosted him. We're just questioning why.
Can I put Travis on blast right now, please?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Yes.
On blast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can go on, please.
Great. Hi, everyone listening. If you know Travis, know that he is the worst dog owner in the world. We went on a great date. I'm not going to lie. We had a really fun time, but he left his dog in a random dog park all by himself so that he could go on a date with me.
Was it fenced?
What?
He just told me to meet him at the dog park near his place for our date. We went for like an hour-long walk there.
And he just left his dog behind?
And he left it in the fenced yard. Like,
yeah. He ended up, so like, we got to know each other enough and decided that we were going to continue with the date. He just decided, like, after walking around the park that was the best place to leave it. And he walked his dog in there by himself and just left.
And there was other dogs and people there?
Like, when we were there earlier, yeah, when we went back to the dog park to say goodbye, and he said, hold on, before I say goodbye, I want you to meet Bob. Travis walks over to the leash off area and calls over his dog, Bob.
Yo, what the hell?
What?
Can you imagine my reaction? Like,
why wouldn't you?
We got a dog-friendly restaurant. What is going on with this guy? This guy does not seem like he knows what he's doing in life at all. This is the most illogical behavior I've ever seen someone do for no reason. It makes no sense. There are better ways to do this.
Can I just defend myself real quick?
Travis?
Yep, Travis is here. Maybe we should acknowledge that Travis has been listening the whole time.
He's been waiting in the dog park.
Yeah. Unsupervised. Man.
In my defense, Bob is microchipped. I know where that dog is 100% of the time. Listen, and meeting someone on a first date situation like this, Bob is a little bit of a wild man. He can get crazy. He likes to pull on the leash. He likes to bark at squirrels. You know, with new people.
Then leave him at home.
You mean he's a dog?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing then?
Travis, how do you think you're going to get a second date with Caitlin? Like, Caitlin, would you go on a second date with Travis?
No, absolutely not. You're out of your mind.
Caitlin, I do this all the time. Like, if I'm going out for lunch, I got to do laundry or some shopping or something. Bob actually prefers like 30 minutes
when you wanna
in the dog park
with your
by himself, hanging out. It's no problem. I got him when I go back to the dog park. You saw this the other day. When I go back and I call him over to meet me, I give him a treat. He's trained to stay in the dog park.
Nature's not going to dog sit for you. Stop doing that.
Like, what if someone else put their dog in there and they got into a fight? Yeah. You're not even there.
I have done this hundreds, if not thousands of times.
You really should not do that.
You need to put the shovel away, Travis. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. I'm assuming, Caitlin,
right
you
now.
Said no to the second
Absolutely.
Date.
He would lock me in a closet to go watch a football game with his friends or something. Absolutely not.
I mean, it's hard to argue that he wouldn't.
Okay. Oh, no. So, Caitlin, we're going to let you go. Travis, we're going to let you go. Clearly, there's not going to be a second date here. We thank you both for your time, and we are uncomfortable.
Yeah, this one got away from us.
Travis, stop doing that, man.
I mean, if it's costing me dates, maybe I'll have to rethink it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Wow.
Maybe, darling.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999999.
I would like to point out that via text at 999999, there were some people that were like, whoa, give Travis my number. And then they heard the second half and they were like, maybe not.
Yeah, you guys ready for a story time from the 289? This guy is top tier. Give him my number. I don't even care what Caitlin has to say. That's after the first call. And then 5 minutes later, All caps. Never mind. LMAO.
Right?
Hashtag dogs over D's.
Yeah.
another one from the 647. I can't get past the dog's name being Bob, to be honest.
Really?
I love a good human name.
I think it's you too. Larry. I saw Larry and I was like, that's a good name for a dog.
Reginald.
The one thing I want to throw out there too is if you have your dog microchipped, it means that they can find its address if it's gone, but you don't like it's not like you have an app.
It's not like find my phone.
Find my phone, that's when I instantly thought. I'm like, unless he's got something I don't know about. Anyway, hit us up on the text, Travis. And you can watch this live right now at Virgin Radio Toronto. You can see the whole thing.
Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You can be the bougiest person you know for $15.
Okay.
So you don't have to go buy like a $1,200 purse or whatever. What is that even a bougie purse at this point? Because no, it's not.
$15 purse?
No, I said like $1,200 purse.
Yeah, you can get way more expensive.
Okay,
that.
So that's not. $15? So what would you classify $1,500 purse at? Is that like mid-range?
I still didn't say it's a pretty expensive purse.
You were both looking at me. Look at me. I don't know anything about purses.
You were so confident seconds ago.
No. That's like an expensive purse, but that's not like a wildly expensive purse. Like 5-6 upper grand.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right.
So here's the deal. $15 will make you the bougiest person you know because you can buy organic fall leaves from San Francisco.
Love it.
That's right. It's a boutique grocer called Buy Right. And they are selling organic red, orange, and yellow leaves, a.k.a. leaves that are dying. And they sell them in brown paper bags for $14.95 American each, which would be about $20 Canadian.
Absolutely.
Freshly pruned from the maple trees of McGinnis Ranch in Watsonville, California.
Oh, they got the good ones.
And here's the thing. Little description says these small bespoke bouquets include three tree stems with leaves attached that are free of pesticides thanks to their certified organic farm origins.
Okay, before we make fun of this, can we just acknowledge that there are some people with homes who have a bunch of sticks in a weird wicker basket hanging up by their television all the time?
So yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. HomeSense sells it, and everyone's like, I need that. So before we laugh at somebody with a bag full of leaves, look at your sticks.
Yeah?
Judge yourself.
No, you're right.
I don't hate the idea, guys. Okay. And I would probably be a prime target.
Now, you can come to my yard and take them. For free.
You go to like any boutique in like the West End too, and they're like charging. It's like, so way back in the day, you guys know like Pussy Willows, like those beautiful long, long sticks. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to like make bouquets and sell them, and people laugh like back when I was a kid. You go, you pay $25-$30 for these things now. They're really expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
So you got to get the good ones though.
Right, but those are live. The thing is with these leaves, they're dying.
Yeah,
so they're pretty for a bit, and then they're gone, right?
Flowers are the same way. Flowers are pretty for a bit, and then they wilt and smell.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, the smell of a bouquet of flowers is a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I hide it under people's beds.
So are we? So getting back to this for just a second, are we buying this? Is this the thing we buy?
Yes.
You would buy it?
Say no.
I'm going to say no, too.
Yeah. Really?
I got enough leaves in my life.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
83% of people say they're still planning on buying Halloween candy this year, even if there's less trick-or-treating. 40% of people say they're going to buy the candy that they like because they don't even plan on handing it out. And 38% are excited they won't have to hand it out so they can eat it all to themselves. Translation of this entire survey, we all want to buy candy that we want to eat, and we're going to do it.
Going to get a bunch of those little zesty Doritos.
I told you this earlier. I told you this earlier. I actually bought goldfish in a box because there's a little packages. Yeah. I was like, oh, for a baby, this is perfect. We'll go on road trips, things like that. I ate them all.
They're gone.
50 packets of goldfish.
Good,
50.
And his fingers are stained orange.
And like, so Everly did not get one, and I live alone.
Yeah.
And they're gone. And they were gone in a week.
Guys, crumbs everywhere. It's like you fought an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, yeah.
That's 10 a day.
10 a day.
Adam.
Guys.
That's so much.
Adam.
I'm tragic when I get out of here. That's terrible.
Everything okay at home?
No.
It doesn't sound like it, TJ.
That was the most honest no I've ever heard. Are you finding it hard to work from home, Adam? Try a fake commute, experts say. Whether waking up an hour earlier to fit in a walk before work, exercising before logging in from home, or taking 15 minutes to meditate before shifting from the role of employee to your at-home life, experts say that commute, air quotes, time is important for your mental health. They said we don't have a way to psychologically separate or recover from the demands at work in the morning. We don't have time to think about how we're going to approach our day because we're already in the thick of it.
Sure. It's interesting. We got a text message about this. They say, it's funny you should talk about a fake commute for work. I actually have faked going to the gym.
Oh.
I actually put on my workout clothes, leave the house through the front door, entered through my side door to the basement, and did my workout. Yo. I have to mentally make myself think that I'm leaving the house. Otherwise, the home workouts don't get done.
Really? That's interesting.
So Very interesting.
I can't do workouts at home. I need somebody to be watching me and like accountable to me. And if they're on a computer, I don't feel like I'm responsible to them. But that's actually like a super helpful. I'm going to steal that. Thank you, friend.
Great idea.
Sucks if you don't have a side door, but that's a good plan.
Listen, you can put side door on your door when you leave. Just put side door up.
Side
tape door. It to your door.
Mental gymnastics, you know?
That's right.
Got to do it.
Also, we want to give a big shout out this morning to Marcy Ian, who won the by-election in Toronto Centre last night, becoming the first woman of color and only second woman to do so in her riding.
Atta girl.
Her former co-host on The Social, Melissa Grello, put up a really sweet post about it on her Instagram last night, celebrating her. So big shout out to Marcy.
It's a big career change going from, like, literally a month ago, she was hosting a TV show.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Badass. I love it.
It's pretty cool. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We're out of here for today, but you shouldn't be. Because $100 is on the line in an hour. You're saying, well, all the $100. Well, how about $10,000? You get this $100, you're entered for 10K Fridays with 99.9 Virgin Radio. So Robin has your keyword at 10 a.m. Have a good one.